I can...
Testing? Volume check?
Give me 10 seconds, I'm going to get something to drink.
Could you get me something too?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I got myself a nice glass of wine to celebrate this all. Let's get this show on the road.
Hello, welcome to the 2009 Championship Edition of the DK and Comet Show. I'm Comet.
And I'm DK.
And we have many other people with us today. Right now, I'm going to hand it off to one of those people, John Barber.
Hey, it's me, Endgamer. Also with us is Mgay.
Hello.
And Kara.
Hey.
And with...
Stash?
And...
where's your mark?
That was perfect.
And your newly crowned 2009 Elite Summer Contest champion, Infu. All right. So we should have a very lively celebration podcast here for what was a very entertaining, very fun season of voting.
Okay, Infill, what are your thoughts on winning this year's contest?
One interesting thing I just noticed is that I lost Old School and I got crushed in Ancient, which is... When did Illu come in? He was 2004 or 5, right?
I think even a bit later than that.
I think it was 2004 or 5, somewhere around there.
Okay. Well, that's an interesting trend. I won New School and I lost Old School. That's kind of reversal of what I was expecting.
I think it just goes to prove what we all thought. What a huge jerk you were in 2001. I think that's kind of echoed through the ages. And,
I've cleaned my act up over the last couple of years. So, yeah, I feel really, I feel humbled by winning. I wasn't expecting to win going in. I thought there were a lot more stronger people in the contest than me. And we could argue, I guess, the draw a little bit, but we've already done that. And I certainly wasn't expecting to get much farther than second or third round. And you know, when you expect to lose, I think winning is a little sweeter. So I just thanks to everybody who voted for me, whoever's listening to this. Thanks to the chatters who like my contributions, who appreciate my sense of humor. I've been able to sort of be myself in chat, and you know, found a group of friends that we all appreciate each other. And you know, that's sort of the reason I'm still here in this community, despite not playing the games for several years, and you know, made some great friends, and it's been a fun ride the last couple months.
And I've just gotten word from chat that apparently QB has been out celebrating your victory, and in traditional Philadelphia fashion, he overturned 3 cars in the street.
Yeah,
and well, he knocked the teeth out of the first cars.
He probably punched a hole in the grill.
I was celebrating too, in true Pittsburgh Steelers fan style. I set a couch on fire.
The thing I wanted to do was announce the official top fives for the contest and all the subcontests. So let's start out with the main bracket itself. Of course, you know who the final four were. The fifth finisher this year, quite surprising, is the statistically strongest member who made the Elite Eight. And that year, this was... Kara!
Whoa!
Yes, fifth place in the main bracket.
That's awesome.
Because he was able to hold Infill under 57% of the vote in their match.
That's
so
cool.
Congratulations, Kara.
Yeah, thanks. That's great.
Fourth place was, of course, Kum. In third place, our bronze medal winner, QB. The silver by one vote went to Illu. And the gold, as we just announced, went to Infill. And after that was announced in chat, there was, I think, about 10 straight minutes of really weird characters. I don't know what was going on.
The rest of us have our translators on, so we got to see it properly.
Yeah. Let's just say it was one of the most epic moments in chat ever.
It was certainly intense. I didn't quite understand it, but yeah, it was really something.
It was almost as fun as dice rolling for 1337.
How long did that last? Like 12 hours or something?
I thought I got it in about 3 hours when we did it like 3 years ago. But yeah.
I think we did it, and then we got it like quicker than we expected that one time, and then we said, we'll do it again on the same day next year. And we tried it again, and it was like 10 hours, and no one had rolled it yet. And I think we just gave up.
The only thing that dice rolling reminds me of is the bot that Wouter Jansen created for himself.
Oh my gosh, that was terrible.
All your wine?
No, most of it.
It was so bad we all had to like leave chat and go to a different room.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. And actually, Thingy and I had to make a special arrangement because the Wouter bot, who did nothing but roll, ended up like the 40th most talked guy on the all-time stat chats because he rolled like 27,000 times or something. So we had to actually ban him from the rankings just to get him off there. Pretty ridiculous. Moving on, let's talk about the next kind of sub-rankings, and those are the bracket predictions. We have the final results in there. In fifth place with 104 points is Dirk, right ahead of him. In fourth place with 106 was Fal. And in the top three spots, the bronze goes to Octo, who did a 107-point bracket, correctly predicted the infill win. Very good there. Taking the silver with 108 points, Endgamer.
Who's that?
I think that's rigged.
Some noob.
It was actually a pretty poor bracket overall, but I did have info winning, which bailed me out. Unfortunately, it didn't allow me to top this year's huge winner of bracket predictions, Jimbo Barrett, with 110 points.
Oh, I think
did
I
you throw in the huge
course,
purposely?
Oh ho ho!
Which again wasn't an awesome bracket, but it was pretty solid. And then he had info winning, and that's enough to win most years. So good work there. Let's have a round of applause for those five. Oh, that's gonna turn out on the mics. All right, moving along to my personal favorite sub-contest, and that is the spread betting. And the results there, in fifth place, with a total of 18 spread points, was Shang. In fourth place, with 21 points, having a very solid year for predictions, was Fal. For second place, we had a tie between Silver Angel and Endgamer.
There he is again.
Case for tie would break it by total wins, and I won once more than SA. So the official silver goes my way. And the gold, in someone who played it very smart down the line at the end of the contest, Red Bull, yes, with a dominating 25 spread points, and he built up such a lead he didn't even predict the last match of the contest because he knew if he didn't get any wrong, no one would be able to catch him. So very nice performance from Bully there. A round of applause for those five.
Hey, who came in last, by the way?
That was our very own DK, actually.
In last place, in people who didn't constantly pick one way, goes to our very own Whiff.
All right.
With negative 11 points.
Boom.
Infill was down there, too.
Fill in the blank.
Boom, boom, 11 minus.
Wow, this is a podcast full of champions.
It is. By the way, I'm wondering that you just said that this year was really the year of the unders, John.
Yep.
Does that mean there were more surprises than as usual?
I think it's fair to say that.
It's fair to say that the lines were just set really bad.
Oh, I won't say that. There was one bad week of lines, I'll admit. It was the week I was gone.
Hey, wait a minute.
go ahead and pin it on MK.
No, those lines are actually pretty good. But I think the habit is we just like to set lines high, and then if someone gets under, then they're like, oh, I might have lost, but I kept it close and kept it under. I think that's kind of the psychological twist to line setting. So some inside baseball info there.
You sound like an expert.
Well, I did get second place, so.
Yep.
It's almost like he runs this contest or something.
Yeah, it's like he knows how to do this shit.
It's uncanny.
He is one of the 64 expert gamers that's set the lines nightly.
All right, moving along to another really fun sub-contest. This is the vote of the day, final standings. Here we go. In fifth place, with 6 total VOTDs, was David Clemens, which is surprising to me, but he has some very strong opinions, to say the least, and that won him VOTD quite a bit. In fourth place, with 7 total wins, our very own, our good friend, Third, and taking a strong bronze medal this year with 11 total VOTDs, our own MG.
Yes!
Nicely played, MG. But the real battle was for first and second. It was pretty close all year. The silver ended up going to Shang with 15 wins, which means your 2009 Voter of the Year with 17 VOTDs, Shadow Zero.
Woo!
That's a short round of applause to award those great folks.
Good job, Jim.
And 34 total leaders won VOTD, which is pretty high. And as I said earlier in an earlier podcast, they were really entertaining to read. I think this was a really solid year for that. With the new system, a lot of people were doing that. So definitely congrats to everyone who made an attempt, gave some good opinions, made it a lot of fun this year. Next up is the first vote and the results there. In fifth place, with 27 total points, our very own DK.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. You won twice.
Even with all those laptop problems, that's...
Yes.
I didn't think I was really even doing it that much this year. That's surprising.
I don't think you were, but when you were there, you were doing very well. You had 2 golds, 5 silvers, and 2 bronzes. Tying for fifth place, the most beloved man in chat, Alec!
No!
With 27 points. He would have unseated DK for fifth place, but Rainbow Driver beat him one night for the gold. taking 5 points of his own, costing Alec a secure fifth place. In fourth place, someone who's no stranger to top spots this year, with 38 total FV points.
Getting his own pants.
Jimbo!
Whoa!
That's probably the best fit those pants have ever had, V. The season-long pants, which I think are extra, extra, extra large.
They're about Wisconsin-sized, right?
I think that's just about right. Taking the bronze medal, another person we just mentioned earlier, our very own Whiff
Pig,
who scored a pig.
This is ridiculous.
Scored an extremely solid 72 points, easily distancing himself. The top three really distanced themselves from the rest of the competition. The silver, it was very close for gold and silver, but the silver ended up going to our good friend PYL with 106 points, which means that your champion, first voter for the 2009 season, our good pal, MG.
Yes!
Yes!
Ooh. Yes!
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 Scored.
Bizarro yes! just rolled 15 one-sided dice.
1111111111111111.
Was there a 1 between those numbers?
I think so.
I think I saw a 2.
There is no 1.
There's only 0.
All right.
MG had an astounding 119 points, including an overwhelming easy win with 19 total first place finishes, easily ahead of PYL, who had 14. So a well-deserved win there for MG. And let's have a round of applause for him. And the rest of our top finishers there. Very nicely done. FV season was quite a bit of fun this year. Not as many fakes as in the past, but I didn't really mind.
Not as many fakes? Man, I did loads of them.
Toward the end there, yeah, you did get in quite a few, but...
I remember booting like 5 persons on my own match against Patrick.
There were a couple nights where we had a lot of boots, that's true.
Yep.
I'm sure sometime later this century, Shadow Zero is going to give us an update on those European first vote standings.
Somehow, somewhere, sometime they will be there. Yes.
He'll get right on it as soon as he's done playing WoW.
One last announcement, and possibly the most important of all, I would like to give a tip of my hat to our Iron Man voters for 2009. These are the people who voted in every match of the year. Or, failing that, because you can't vote in your own matches, and sometimes things came up. Dogs ate some votes here and there.
Jimbo's ate some votes.
Quite a few. I know there was one very stunning death in the middle of the season that affected some votes. So, here they are. Your Iron Man voters, with that, you know, in consideration. I'm going to name them in order of most votes to least votes. And your Iron Men for 2009 are Endgamer, Otto, Shadow Zero, Brandon Sanford, Whiff. Whiff, say something.
Colon V, colon V.
All right, that works. I suppose I have no idea what it means, but...
Oh, no. I'm still trying to figure this out, but give me some time.
Also, PYL, Silver Angel, Octo, our very own DK.
Happy Lobster.
You don't see that many happy lobsters around.
Also, Most Frantic, Red Bull, our current updater, Third, Bonzo, our good pal MG.
Yes.
Also, that's right behind him, Comet.
Even though the dog ate my votes,
a couple of them, but you still slid in there. Our silver for voter of the year, Shang. The always reliable Eddie Lovins. Also, Patrick. Come. Fail. Matt, 8,000. Eventual champion, Infill.
Yeah.
Nice work. Our recording host for the night, Kara.
Hey!
Also, Flash, aka Thingy, aka Scott. And Jimbo. And the final Iron Man for 2009, Dirk.
Dirkie!
Yep, so good work to those. I believe that was 26.
That's a lot higher than any other year.
Yep, it's definitely higher. Of course, there were some small concessions here and there this year. But those guys made a strong effort and got in every vote or very close enough to cut them slack. So congrats to our 26 Iron Men, which, of course, what really keeps the contest going is... you know, that good interest and the good people coming out there every day and getting those votes in makes it a lot of fun. So a round of applause for Iron Man for 2009.
Yeah!
Okay, and that does it for announcements from me, so I'll hand it back to our hosts, DK and Comet.
And as always on the show, we're going to look at a few of the past match results. But first, we're going to look at today's match, which was Jimbo versus Starvation. And the line on that match was Jimbo 101%. MG, what are your thoughts on that? I'm putting you on the spot.
Well, did you just ask me a question? I wasn't paying attention.
Oh my god. You're acting like me now.
All right. Tom, I know you were listening.
I was. I mean, of course I was. Oh, you want my opinion on it? Oh,
just say pig and be done with it.
Let's get it over with.
I like this matchup. The end. I don't know. I think Starvation will be able to keep the spread low, so look for Starvation to make a late day push toward with about 13 votes total. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Everyone considers Jimbo to be a huge favorite in that match, but you forget how many pounds of raw food it takes on a daily basis to avoid starvation for the guy. So I think it's going to be closer than people are predicting, really.
Yeah, I agree. Starvation has a lot of old school support, so that should help. It also has a lot of support from Africa, I hear.
Yeah, especially from Africa. We need a new voting block. Africa.
Okay, anyway, on with this. Since we're on the topic of Jimbo, Jimbo's final match of the contest against QB, he lost that match 30-20. Endgamer, is that about where you expected it to be?
Yeah, the line there, I went with 58, and all year I'd been doubting Jim and expecting him to get either beaten or, like, especially that SZ match, I thought that would come down to just probably a few votes. So, in the end, I think I gave Jimbo a little bit too much respect and set it a little low. But yeah, that was right in the ballpark, I would have figured. I mean, they're both very strong this year, but QB is just, he's got the edge in chat, and I figured that would get him a win in somewhere around that range. So it wasn't too surprising for me.
Although the big difference in that match was actually Europe, in which QB won 11-3. Kara, since you're a European, what would you attribute all that QB support?
Yeah, it's actually pretty hard to tell. I mean, they're both American guys, and I'm actually pretty surprised by it as well, considering the fact that Jimbo is also pretty known for his GoldenEye achievements and stuff, and a lot of European voters are also GoldenEyers. So yeah, that's pretty shocking actually. So I don't know. It's a weird statistic. I agree. I can't really explain it.
Maybe no one can.
Maybe he just ate all of his votes that he got.
Yeah, he got hungry.
Yes.
Ate all the supporters.
Yes.
Anyway, moving on to the final four, I think. I don't know, I'm completely lost. Anyway, we had someone laughing at me.
Yeah, sorry, that was me.
Anyway, we had Infill really destroying come 38-14. Infill, how did you do it?
I guess I same fan base factored. That's about all I can come up with.
That's it? You're a champ, and all you can come up with is SFF?
I don't know. I like all these people, so I don't want to say anything negative about them. I don't know. I appreciate it was a good match, and I was surprised at the result personally. I thought Calm would be able to bring a few more votes in, but I don't know. I'll just attribute it to luck and same fan base factor.
Maybe it also has to do with just having a lucky draw. I mean, that is possible, right?
Well, to be honest, I think my draw was extremely lucky. I don't know. I think if I was put in any other spot on the bracket, I was a goner in one of the early rounds. I think, I don't know if the contest was tailored specifically for me or not, but it sort of felt that way when I saw the bracket.
And well, since Endgamer did have you as the favorite in his bracket, they could have very well been in your favor. We know how he likes to set things up, you know, wink, wink.
Well, I'm happy he did, I suppose.
I don't really agree with you, Info, that you had an easy bracket, because if you look at all of the opponents that you had across this whole contest, you faced Americans, Europeans, Perfect Dark people, GoldenEye people, you know? You just had to beat them all.
Yeah, well, but you gotta think, if you went up against someone like maybe Octo or QB, how well he would have fared there, because they would have taken the chat vote. But, you know.
Yeah, but
not doubting Infill at all, but just saying.
Yeah, that is true. But on the other hand, you can also say that he had to stand up against a lot of people from Europe, and we all know that Info had some troubles getting votes from Europe, you know? So I think he is really put to the test, to be honest, yeah.
Well, I suppose the matches I was most concerned about at the start was running into sort of, you know, the people I talk to in chat often. So Octo, DK, QB, some of those guys. I figured those would be my most difficult matches, and I saw them all on the other side of the bracket, so I was happy with that. I didn't really think about sort of the other people who are strong in, say, GoldenEye or PD, because I've been sort of removed from the game, so I didn't really know who those people would be. And I did have to fight Bully and Kara, so two popular Euro chatters who I have a lot of respect for. So I was happy to sneak through those, and I still feel that my draw in the bracket was favorable, but maybe that's sort of a biased opinion coming from me.
I think you can attribute Info's strong winning percentage, you know, like against Carl it was 83%, to really winning the deciding vote block, which is in Australia, of course.
Yes.
Because in every single matchup that I'm checking right now, what is weird to see in all of the matchups that Info's in is the Aussie votes go up whenever he's in, and then when he's not in, it's about one or two votes, and then when Info's up, there's four or five votes. It's kind of weird.
That's
how
remarkable.
He has such a great draw in the Aussie fan club.
Oh, I managed to tie in Australian voters against
Info. Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Wow. Well, then just throw my observation out the window.
Yeah.
Dead block.
Sorry to ruin the party.
Well, I think that just explains why Kara was fifth this year. Possibly go even in the most important continent of all.
Yes.
Hey, speaking of easy draws, I just thought of something. Of course, we never revealed the total nominations for this year, so I'll do a top five breakdown. These were the people most nominated at the start of the year who got the supposedly best draws, the best seeds of the season. In fifth place, nominated many times this year, which was a big surprise to me, was Glenn Stevens, Super Odin. Pretty cool. In fourth place, the fourth most nominations this year, went to Goose. Yep, and that's why he was the number one seed over there. Of course, it isn't that surprising, because with Goose, you know, it's so love-hate that you had to expect he was going to have a lot of support, and then he was also going to have a lot of anti-votes. So if you think about it, that isn't too shocking. Third place for most noms, and quite fittingly, was also third place overall at the end, QB. Third most nominations at the start of the year. Second most went to Infill. Highly supported, but was not the top overall number one seed. That position went to Octo.
Right.
Who was alone on top with the most overall support heading into the season. Of course, we saw that in the brackets as well, with everyone making him a huge favorite to win it all in their own picks. And so not a big surprise there, but he was the overall number one. So just wanted to throw that out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, we talked about all the matches that Infill had this contest, but I think it's also pretty interesting to take a look at the matches that Illu had this year, because I think it's safe to say that he was the big surprise of, well, not maybe a surprise, but
he was really mean to the North American chatters this year. I mean, he got me, he got Octo, he got DK, he got QB, all North American chatters, right?
Yeah,
came within a single vote of knocking out the biggest chatter of all this year, at least, Info. So yeah, he was a real chat killer.
Anyway, why don't we take a look at one of those matches? We had Illu and QB, and Illu won that by a single vote, 27-26, which really shows QB's strength in the contest as well.
Yeah,
it doesn't really surprise me that it was that close, because QB's always really, really strong, and it just seemed like, especially after Illu really dominated me, that he was a force to be reckoned with, and like Carl said, a surprisingly strong force in this year's contest.
Oh, well, an interesting point of that match is that QBA was able to really dominate the chat room vote 20-8. In most of the other matches, Illu held chat pretty close, aside from the championship, of course. Sticking with QB, looking at the bronze medal match of the contest, QB managed to double up Cum 34-17. That is, well, another case of Cum just getting a bad matchup, really. More of a same fan base factor in effect.
I suppose it's just, yeah, the same fan base factor coming in again. I think Cum used to be stronger in chat than he was this year, and his sort of absence over the last 2 years or so hasn't been able to rekindle enough chat support over the last 6 months, I think, than QB, who's been sort of a mainstay in chat for years now. So I think people sort of have that, you know, people who like both participants still went with QB on average because of his sort of consistency in the chat room.
And looking at the most important match of the entire contest, the championship match itself, we had, of course, Infill winning by just a single vote, 31-30 over Illu. Endgamer, wrap us up.
Well, I mean, what can I say? It was a great match, just like you'd expect. Infill jumping out to a really nice lead. He was up 7-2, so a nice 5-vote cushion for him. From there, it was just back and forth, back and forth, and then Europe woke up and pushed Ilu out to a nice lead. So the biggest lead of the day was 6 votes, and Ilu was up 25-19. So at that point, it looked like, you know, a comeback was going to be pretty impossible for Infill, but of course we had the extra day, which allowed some more time to get those votes in the end, and it was proved just enough. Ilu did get the final vote, but he needed one more if he was going to force overtime. So yeah, just an epic match all around. A total of, let me just count them here, 3, 4, 5, I think it's 7 or 8 total ties during the day. So you can tell. And the vote of the day attempts were really great. I mean, I think we got like a good 25 of them, and a lot of them are really long and really cool. So definitely thanks to everybody who sent those in. I think there were 2 pretty good choices for the overall winners.
What would have happened if it was tied?
You would force someone to vote.
Yeah, in a tie,
you have to roll a dice. You have to roll dice in chat room to see who wins.
Well, that's where the other 46 days comes in.
Yes.
In a tie situation, we move into what's called the golden vote, and that means it's basically sudden death. So the next person to get a vote will win. Usually, even in the one vote matches this year, it would be like 5-10 minutes left in the match. Someone would vote and decide it. So I don't know if we use it this year, we might have done it just one time, but not in the final. So
interestingly, though, I think without the extra day, Ilu would have won this, because it doesn't seem like there was really a lot of extra European voters who voted in this match as opposed to the rest of the contest. It seems like North American voters were more of them used the extra day to cast their vote in this match.
That's kind of an interesting observation, though, because the last few championship matches we had with the 2 days, the player, you know, the guy with the European support usually pulled it out. Of course, we had Boss over Octo, in which was actually quite an upset, because Octo had looked unbeatable that year. And then Wouter last year did the same thing to Octo. But this year, Europe just wasn't as big a force, and Old School overall was just a little stronger than usual, and that proved just enough to give Info the edge.
Well, it's funny that you should mention that, because just looking at the stats of this match, it appears that Ilu actually won the Old School overall by one vote, and he dominated the Ancients 6-2, which was surprising to me, because I figured the extra day of voting would have favored Infill, just because I figure that extra day gives, you know, Old Schoolers who are inactive another chance to get sort of prodded by Endgamer to vote so they can get their votes in. So I figured more Old Schoolers, more inactives would have favored Infill, whereas Ilu seems more like a New School guy. But and Infill actually won the New School 20-18. That was a surprising statistic for me, that Ilu actually managed to take Old School by slim margin given the 48-hour match.
The good thing, and we can all agree on this year, is that on the voting page, you had the links to everyone's bios right there. So I think a lot of both older and newer players would say, you know, Marshmallow, who's that? And give it a click. Or maybe some people, you know, old guys didn't really know Ilu. And actually, I know that's the case, because a lot of people said, I didn't really know Ilu, but I read that bio of his, and they were so overwhelmed that they ended up giving him some support. So I think it worked out that way. I was pretty happy with the way it works, where you really get the bios front and center and can help people out make more informed decisions.
So we're actually also pretty close to the Virginia meet.
Yes, that is 1 week from tonight. People will begin arriving in Virginia for that, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So if you're still considering it, talk to Nate or myself or one of the veterans, and we'll get you more info, help you decide if it's something you want to do, if you can still get that time off. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. I'd encourage anyone who can to stop in at least 1 year and see what all the excitement's about.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people actually voted in the poll for the option that they would actually like to go.
Yeah, that was good to see. I guess it's not, that surprising, because we have so many, non-North Americans who I'm sure would go, but it's, it just gets so expensive.
Yeah.
It's understandable that they can't. But yeah, it was good to see. Hardly anyone said, they wouldn't have interest if it were possible for them. So that was cool.
By the way, how is the King of the Hill season? Is it close already?
Yes, it is. We want to start that shortly after the Virginia meet, get that started, and I think we'd probably do something kind of like last year, where for sure every night during the week, we'd for sure have a KOTH, and then maybe not always on Fridays and Saturday nights, but that's kind of the plan. And if anyone has a neat idea that they'd like to run, just let me or Info know. Or if you want to do a preseason one before Virginia some night, feel free to hop in chat and get that going, or talk to Info and put it on the bot, and we can have some fun warming up for the season that's coming up.
I've managed to come up with a few kind of neat ideas over the last year, just sort of watching TV, watching random contests, so we'll see if I can implement those decently.
That sounds good.
I guess I'll just say that I'd like to thank everyone who voted in the contest this year. Even though I wasn't the vote collector, I still really appreciate it when people get out there and vote and keep the contest alive. And I'd like to thank John for his work in setting up the new voting system this year. You just take a look at how many Ironman voters we had this year. I think it's a testament to how well the new voting system worked.
Yeah, nice job.
Thank you.
So yes, great job to John for setting that up. And I'd also like to thank MG again for his work in running the contest when John was on vacation.
In fact, let's give MG a round of applause for that, because he really stepped up.
MG also gets my thanks for being the best bandwagon captain ever.
Yes!
I just wanted to also mention that it's been a lot of fun to get to know a lot of the chatters over the last while, and especially to the people who came to visit me, Octo, DK and Comet, and PDO as well. Brian from Edmonton came down a few times, and I feel it's been a lot of fun that I had great times with DK. Comet was only here for a couple days, but it was a lot of fun too. And Octo, he came down here, and then I decided to visit him as well. So these types of things are sort of rare, I think, to have friends who are willing to make a trip sort of cross country to hang out and just have sort of just remind you of why friends are your friends. And so I appreciate you guys for doing that. It was a lot of fun.
And I guess the final thing I'd like to say is special congratulations to my good friend Info for his winning the 2009 contest.
Hooray!
Yeah, it took you long enough, Info.
Yeah, this is my seventh year in the contest.
Yeah.
Also, so like to throw out a huge thanks to everyone, all the listeners to this show.
Now, it's not much coming from me, but I'd like to say some thanks to, our bio updaters, Jimbo and Shep, and then you have SC doing the Euro FV and all these little tasks that John was always doing for the past, years, and then he's just doing so much, and you just need more people to
help out. So a big shout out to them as well. So,
yeah, really thanks to everyone who took part in this contest, who voted, who helped out in any way, shape, or form. Really needs a group effort to keep this together, and we got through another year, no problem.
Yeah, definitely. Big thanks to all the helpers this year. As Wiff mentioned, I used to do it all myself for many years, and it was just overwhelming back in, especially 04, 05. We had a lot of votes coming in, and I was doing write-ups and bios and all this kind of stuff. It was just ridiculous. So it's so much... I think this was the most relaxing year and probably the most fun year, because I could just sit back and, you know, watch the votes come in, read comments, excellent write-ups, you know, listen to the podcast and stuff. It was just a fun, entertaining time, which is really what the contest should be about. So, yep, thanks again, everyone.
I would like to thank everybody who voted MGA in this contest. The vote has been a lot to me, so thanks, everyone.
Tom?
Thanks for the votes, and thanks for helping me out with pictures by not... or, yeah, just getting them to me on time.
Hugo?
Yeah, thanks to everyone who voted for me, of course. It's been a lot of fun. I really enjoyed this year's contest. It was great. It was great.
Intel?
I suppose I owe the biggest thanks to everybody who voted for me. I have a lot of respect for lots of people in the Elite and everybody I faced in the contest. So I'm sort of humbled and honored to win, and thanks to everyone who voted.
Endgamer?
Yeah, like I said, thanks to everyone who helped out, especially MG and Comet, but a lot of other people did things here and there. Of course, Wiff helped out as well, and Com helped out changing the board top and stuff. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun this year, and we'll do it again next year.
DK.
Just thanks to everyone who participated in the contest this year, whether it was just by voting or if you helped out running it in any way. I just like to really thank everyone who made it possible.
And I just like to throw out a big thanks to everyone who helped me out with this show. I had the idea of it the day the contest started, and I slapped it together at the last minute, and I was happy with the way it turned out and how much attention it brought in. And I'd like to thank DK and MG for helping me co-host, and Hugo for recording, and Hugo and Endgamer for taking over while I was away. And special thanks to all our guests over the season as well. So, wrapping up the 2009 Elite Summer Contest, expect us to be back for the King of the Hill season with more episodes. This is Comet.
And this is DK.
So long from the DK and Comet Show.
Yay!
The DK and Comet Show!
Did anyone get robotized?
No, but I will robotize you in the editing.
Yes, please do that for me.
I will, seriously.
Just thanks to everyone who participated in the contest this year, whether it was just by voting or if you helped out running it in any way. I'd just like to really thank everyone who made it possible.